Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Let's Talk About Love, a radio outreach of Labor of Love Evangelistic Outreach Ministries, where we open the Word of God and break bread together. Prepare to be transformed by the power of the Holy Spirit as you receive the Word of God that will transform your heart, renew your mind, and bless your soul in Jesus' name. Now, here's your host, evangelist and author, M.G. Page.
Praise the Lord. God bless you, and welcome to Let's Talk About Love. It is my privilege, honor, blessing, and excited joy. I'm not sure if that makes sense, excited joy. Well, yeah, it is my joy, and I am excited about being here with you tonight. Listen, this is our first broadcast for the year 2016, and under the Lord's instruction, he had us to come off the radio for the month of January to just hear from him and let him minister to us concerning what it is that he wants to do for this year. And he has been just shifting things into his order even more so. And I know that's not true just for this house, amen, but for the body of Christ everywhere. God is strategically, and he's been doing this all along, all right? But there's a strategic time now of manifestation. Amen. And that is our theme this year. This is the year of miraculous manifestation, meaning we have seen manifestation of things throughout our lives and throughout our walk with the Lord. But there's another dimension of manifestation that's going to happen now in an accelerated movement. In other words, God is not taking, it never takes him on all year or 25 years to do anything. But there's an urgency in the hour that has been culminating up to this very moment, this very now time for the body of Christ and for the great end time harvest that we find ourselves smack dab in the midst of. Amen. And so it would behoove us to really fasten on and stay latched on to the purpose, plan, and will of God for our lives. Amen. So that we totally and completely be used by him in Jesus' name to get accomplished all that needs to be accomplished in a short time. Amen. So, amen. That's why we're here. We're here to help you in encouragement and building your faith and just reminding you that you are somebody in the Lord Jesus Christ. And it does not matter what it may look like or how you may feel in the natural, God yet has a plan. He has a promise and a purpose for your life. Listen, you can't sit there and let the devil punk you. Oh! He can only do that if you don't know who you are. Hallelujah. He can only do that if you don't know who you belong to. And I don't mean just calling him by his name, although we know that there's power, come on here, in the name of Jesus. But you got to know him for who he is. Oh, that goes way past touchy-feely and rubbing elbows, my God. There is an intimacy. Glory to God. Woo! That he yet wants us to experience. My God, I dare you to make this the year. I dare you to do it. Yes, it's February, and now we done got the cobwebs out and all of our bumps and bruises. Come on, y'all know how it is when we first enter the new year. I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. Yeah, and some of us have started off well. But by now, amen, some of us may have faltered a little bit or slipped back or got discouraged. Listen, do it now. Get back in place now. Make this the year that you are going to get all you need to get from God. Allow him to use you to get all that he needs to get to the souls around you. Is that all right? Hallelujah! There's so much kingdom treasure that God has with your name on it. Not just for you, but for your household, for your community. Come on here. There's souls depending on what you do in God, what you do for God, your relationship with God. Hallelujah. You're on assignment. Don't forget that. Hey, and if you seek first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, all of these other things, come on, will be added unto you. That's his promise. Take care of his business first. He got you. Amen. Amen. I'm so happy to be here with you. by way of announcement for those of you that have been on Facebook, which is one of the main ways that I communicate with our listening audience. Amen. We have been on, we have launched another radio program, to God be the glory, for this year, Made Whole Radio. Amen. Where we come on once a month. Now, this past January, we had our special guest on twice in the month because the topic was so meaty and we didn't want to miss anything. So we came on twice, but we usually schedule for once a month, every third Saturday of the month at 11:30, where we are helping to equip the body of Christ, amen, to live a consecrated lifestyle. Listen, God needs your body. Come on here. Didn't he need Mary's body? Hallelujah. Didn't he need Joseph? Come on, to help Mary in her assignment and in all of Jesus' brothers and sisters that were born. Then God needs you to render your body a living sacrifice. Not as a living sacrifice. You are the sacrifice. That means you put yourself on the altar. Oh, God. I dare somebody to ask God, listen, look, go ahead and gut me out. Go ahead and tie me down to the altar. Oh, do with me what you will so that you can work your perfect work in me. Don't let me get in your way. Oh, God. Woo, for a sold out body of Christ. That's what he's looking for. A sold out body that wants to be ignited with the flame of glory. Woo, in the fire of Elijah. My God, what a wonderful thing he's doing. So anyway, that's what that program is about. We discuss all type of health and wellness and even recipes. We're going to have a chef. Amen. I cheese my chef. Come on. In the upcoming months, just be posted with the announcements to help you to have healthy meals. Healthy meals. Amen. And get into, get, listen, get your body back to God. Some of us need to be healed, not just physically, but emotionally. Don't you know when you don't eat properly and you don't have the proper supplements and things, it'll cause your body's balance to be off. Hallelujah. There's so much knowledge that we don't have or we don't know about. Let's say that. Amen. And the Bible says my people are destroyed because of the lack of our Made Whole Radio is here. Amen. Every third Saturday. So be on the lookout for that. Hallelujah. I'm excited about that work in Jesus' name. And I'm just looking for more praise reports and testimonies to come out of that. Now, we've gotten all of our announcements out of the way. Let us proceed in Jesus' name to get into the word of God. Hallelujah. There is a word from the Lord tonight, and I want you to be encouraged, hallelujah, in what God is doing. Don't just hear the word, but put it into action. Pray over it. Feed the word of God with prayer. Water it with prayer in Jesus' name, and watch God flourish your life. Come on here. Now, let's look first at Proverbs 18 and 21. Some of us are very familiar with that passage, but we want to get into the meat of that, all right? It says, death and life are in the power of the tongue. Let's stop there for a moment. Death and life. Now, we know what that means, don't we? There's death. We associate death with people that have passed away or flowers or plants, come on, that are turned brown, they're no longer green. Maybe funerals, come on. Burying the dead. Oh, God, I feel God tonight. Hallelujah. Death and life, both of these things, although they are on the opposite end of the spectrum, they both, oh God, are in the power of your tongue. That's why you got to watch your mouth. Under the yokosha, there's some things you just don't need to say. If it's not lining up with the word of God, and it's not releasing life to a situation, shut up. Oh, don't you know you can kill somebody, or y'all don't believe it. You can kill and murder your brother because of your mouth. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, y'all don't believe it. The Bible says it. Jesus said those that say, of course, their brother a fool, or say, Raka, R-A-C-A, is in danger of hellfire. Their mouth, that little pink thing, will get you in a world of trouble. Come on, death and life are in the power of the tongue. Look at what he says here. And they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Listen, those of us who will embrace this truth will eat the fruit of life, depending on what we speak, or koshata. You'll eat the fruit of death and destruction and misery. If that's all you speak it, negativity and envy and malice. crying and woe is me and complaining and murmuring all the time. We got to get our mouths in order. Glory to God. Come on. Let's go to the next scripture. We're going to go to James chapter 3. Ha, ha, ha. Woo, let's go to verse 1. Don't be in any rush. We're in the Message version. Don't be in any rush to become a teacher, my friend. Teaching is highly responsible work. Teachers are held to the strictest standards. And none of us is perfectly qualified. None of us. I don't care how many degrees of DDS, BDS, PP, and M&G you have behind your name. None of us, come on here, hallelujah, are perfectly qualified. The greatest teacher, come on here, the most perfect of teachers is the Holy Ghost. Woo, that's why you got to rely on him. Is that all right? Some of us still need to be taught how to be mothers and how to be wives and how, come on. How to be covenant brothers and sisters, how to be a good neighbor. How to be obedient children. Come on. There's a lot we need to learn yet and still about our calling. How to submit ourselves to God. How to be faithful when all of the world seems, well, it ain't seems, it's true, is going to hell in a handbasket. Oh, God, teach us. We get it wrong nearly every time we open our mouths. If you could find someone whose speech was perfectly true, you'd have a perfect person in perfect control of life. Do y'all hear that? He's saying the man, woman, boy, or girl can bridle his tongue, has a perfect life. What is he saying? Because there's power. Oh, the power of death and life are in your tongue. Come on. If you can be quiet, study to be quiet, the Bible says. Then listen, when you study something, you don't just pick up something and look at it and put it down. You practice it. You get it. Come on. You meditate on it. You rehearse it. You keep repeating that thing until it gets in your spirit. You monitor your behavior to make sure that it lines up with that precept or principle. Is that all right? Hallelujah. We got to study to be quiet sometimes. Amen. Now look at verse 3. Let's go to verse 3 in the King James. I want to bounce back for just one moment. And I always challenge each and every one of you, with your study in the Word of God, please use your King James, if you don't mind, as your basis, and then run references or compare with other versions. Only because the newer versions have omitted very key things, key facts, all right? We don't want that. Amen? All right, look at verse 3. Behold, we put bits in the horse's mouth, that they may obey us, and we turn about their whole body. Y'all see the cowboy movies or even horses in real life. We put bits in their mouth so that the rider of the horse can lead and guide and direct that horse which direction to go in. Amen. Sometimes they pull the reins back to make him or her stop. Hallelujah. They'll turn left or right. Y'all get it? Like a steering wheel of a car. The ships. He's using the Apostle Paul. James is using ships as another analogy, which though they be so great, he's saying, and are driven, of course, of fierce winds, yet are they turned about with very small helm. A very small device is used to turn a big, humongous, giant ship. Even when winds are blowing against it, this small device, this small mechanism can determine which direction that ship goes in. I feel God, my God. Don't you know that when contrary winds are coming up against your life, your tongue will determine the direction you will go in. If you look at the wind too hard, you may end up talking against your destiny. You may abort your mission because of your tongue. That little thing can either put you in a bind, or it can send you and spiral you into a depression. Little instrument. Look at verse 5. Even so, the tongue is a little member and boasts of great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindleth. Look at how much damage the tongue can cause. Oh, my. As small as it is. And look at how much greatness and glorious splendor can be manifested by that same little member, the tongue. Look at what he says in verse 6. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members that it defileth the whole body and setteth on fire the course of nature. And it is set on fire of hell. Y'all got to hear what I'm saying to you tonight. The devil has a legal right to ride on your words when they don't line up with the word of God. Hey, don't you know you can quote scripture and still give the enemy legal access, oh my God, to rip your stuff apart because of darkness in your heart. I don't care how much you conjure the most shatter and seek of my heart. If your heart is not right, so come on, shatter your bubble hole. You're in trouble. That's why the Bible tells us we have to be what even James tells us this. You got to be hearers and doers of the word. I don't care what your flesh dictates to you. You got to say, listen here. Body, toes, knees, brain, heart, we're going to line up with the word of God up in here today. You have to continue to speak those things that be not as though they were, because the word of God is already established in the spirit. Oh! But it's just a matter of time before it manifests. If you will just speak what God says, speak what he says, it'll wash your heart. That's what that word is for, to sanctify you, sanctify you. The washing of water of the word cleanses us. Come on. Hallelujah. That tongue is dangerous. The tongue is dangerous. Look at 7. For every kind of beast and of birds and of serpents and of things in the sea is tamed and hath been tamed of mankind. Look at that. All kind of animals. Elephants, come on. The horse, the giraffe, birds, come on, eagles, serpents, and things in the sea, whales and dolphins and things. They're tamed or have been tamed of mankind. Man, throughout history, has had and still exercises some semblance of control over animals, okay? But look at what happened. But the tongue no man can tame. How is that? But you can't control your own tongue that's in your mouth. Lord, please help us, please. Look at what he says. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. I'm telling you, I'm a witness. As a little girl, can I share something with you? I have been on the receiving end of some very harsh words. Can I talk to the parents? Now, I'm not saying my mama and daddy did this. I'm just saying as a child, whether it be from a teacher, a wayward boy or girl in class or whatever it is, a demon in the street, words have been spoken to crush my spirit, to abort my destiny. But I thank God that somebody was praying. That shot come out of my heart. Oh, and said, you're destined for greatness. I've had, God has used people that I didn't even know to say there's something special that God is going to do with you. Even though I found myself in a prison of deadly poisonous words, God sent his word and healed me. Oh, God. And I speak that tonight. You are no longer going to be bound by the word curses and the prison of your pain from the past because of what somebody said about you or what they said to you. Get up. Get up and see yourself the way God sees you. You have been fearfully and wonderfully made. Come on. Hallelujah. And God knows the plan. Woo! He knows the force that he has toward you. Thoughts of good and not of evil. He has a plan for your life. Don't you dare forget it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look at what happens here. Come on, let's go a little further. Let's go a little further. We got to come up out of that. We got to let the Lord heal us from those words because, come on, look at what he says. There's a deadly poison in that tongue. Therewith we bless God, even the Father, y'all know it. And therewith curse we men, which are made after the similitude of God. We go in church, lifting our hands, praising, flopping, flipping, somersaulting, doing acrobats, And with that same tongue, we'll curse. Uh-oh, y'all don't want to talk. It doesn't mean necessarily street language or street profanity, but negativity out of your mouth. Speaking negative or speaking, come on, destruction or death over somebody or toward them or this or their family members or their business or this. Come on, come on. Oh, their appearance. We have all been guilty of using the tongue to do both things. And what does that prove? Come on, that we're double-minded, unstable in all our ways. One minute we're praising, next minute we're telling God, just forget about it. One minute we so open about our faith, but then when it's time to say grace at the job, we hide it. Ow! Come on. Does a fountain send forth at the same place sweet water and bitter? Come on. Come on. Can a fig tree, look at what it says, my brethren, bear olive berries, either vine figs? No. So can no fountain both yield salt water and fresh. Who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation his works with meekness of wisdom. Look at what it says. But if you have bitter envying and strife in your heart, see, that's why the Lord has let us go further down. Because some of you are thinking, well, I'm speaking the word of God, so it really does, the enemy can't really do anything with me because the word of God is what's coming out of my mouth. But it got to be in your heart, baby. Hallelujah. Any devil can get up. Y'all seen it in the sanctuary. Devils get up on the organ, playing music, contaminating the atmosphere with filth because they're living a double life. This word's got to get down in your heart. That's where it got to be. That's where it got to be. The devil know the Bible. Come on. How? You can't live something that ain't a part of you, that's not inside of you, that you have not become one with. Come on. We got to get this together. We got to get this right. Look at what he says. But if ye have bitter envying and strife in your hearts, glory not and lie not against the truth. Hallelujah. You cannot boast in that. You can't. Listen, God is not being glorified in your mess. Come on. And neither are you. I mean, you may think you look cute on the praise team. Oh, shit, pound of the musty. Come on, quote the scriptures and what have you. Ah, but if your heart is raggedy. Oh, God, don't glory in that. Don't glory in that. Why don't you do that? Why don't you do that? Why don't, can we do that? Can we ask God to help us so that our conversation, meaning our behavior, lines up with his word? Don't you know you don't even have to say a word verbally, but just your being in the right standing with God, humbling yourself, repenting, letting him wash and cleanse you, hallelujah, gives you power. Don't you know that there's a key in your mouth? That's what we're talking about tonight, the key in your mouth. Now, let me tell you something to you about a key. All of y'all got keys. Somebody got keys. Even my baby grandson got keys. They're plastic, but he got keys. Come on. What is a key used for? A key is used to give us access into something or a place, or to deny access into something or a particular place. That's what keys are for. They give access or they deny access. Some of us have been giving the devil too much access because we've used the key to open the door for him to come in through our negative speaking. Come on. Hallelujah. And there are those of us, bless God, that have been striving to speak the word. And I want to encourage you tonight. God is going to release a fresh wind over your mind, over your heart, and thrust your spirit into a place where you will not allow the devil to have easy access to you or your stuff through your tongue ever again. Did y'all hear? It's easy sometimes to get discouraged and forget, come on, that we even though we have to deal with the flesh and we have to deal with the cares of this life, when the Spirit of God lives big on the inside of us, we have ultimate victory in every situation. But God is trying to teach us how to stretch out on him. Hallelujah. He's trying to teach us to grow up and mature where we speak according to what heaven is saying. And when you do that, all of heaven is backing you. Hallelujah. And I decree and declare to you tonight, God is going to release a fresh wind over those of you, even in your mind. Some words have come up that have not been too pretty, but you repent quickly. You tell God you're sorry for that thought. Lord, wash my mind. Sanctify my thoughts. I decree and declare I receive the mind of Christ. Hallelujah. God sees it, and you're well on your way. But you got to continue to bathe yourself in the Word of God. Is that all right? Hallelujah. For those of you that have been struggling in that area, God is releasing a second wind. Yeah, so that you can begin to take authority over your thought life. Come on. Hallelujah. So that it will line up with what the Word of God is saying, what heaven has established, so that the will of God can be made manifest here on earth as it is in heaven. You know what Jesus said about the keys? He said, listen, behold, I give you the keys to the kingdom. Oh, there's some of you that God is about to enlarge. There's some of you that God is expanding. He's getting ready to raise you up. How? But you got to use that key in your mouth. Use that tongue, come on, to speak the oracles of God that are weary. Listen, he's giving the tongue of the learned to those of us that will submit ourselves to him so that you can speak his word in any situation. I don't know if you notice it, but I'm sure even if you got your head buried in the sand tonight, there are situations all around us that need the word of God spoken to. Come on, you can send the word. Come on, use your key and speak deliverance over in Flint, in Ohio, with the water situation, and prophesy to the water. Y'all don't believe it. Y'all don't want to have no church. The power is in your tongue. Hey! The Lord tells us we shall decree a thing, and it shall be so. As an ambassador of Jesus Christ and the kingdom of the living God, you speak it. Ask Ezekiel about it. Go there. Go to Ezekiel 37 and look what happened. He was in the valley of dry bones. Hey, it wasn't even just dead bodies. Bones, skeleton, hopeless, no life. Oh, Jesus, hot never bones. But God asked him the question, son of man, can these bones live? How? What did God do? God told him to prophesy. I speak that word over your life tonight. Prophesy out of your house. Prophesy to the nations. Prophesy out of your body. Prophesy out of your marriage. Prophesy to the children, to the neighborhood, to the grass and trees. You got a key in your mouth. Get to using it. You hear me? I said get to using it. Hallelujah. You're an ambassador of the Most High God. Let God use you to establish further and maintain his kingdom here on earth as it is in heaven. Father, I thank you for this precious people who are listening under the sound of my voice. I thank you for blessing them with the charge to go forward, utilizing the key that you've given them. Father, thank you for keys to the kingdom that you've given us to use, oh God, to upbuild your kingdom. Father, to win souls. Father, release unto us a double portion of anointing, even on tonight, to speak your word, to speak your will, to speak your plan, to speak your purpose in every situation. Do it in the prayer closet, God. Do it in devotional time, in meditation, as we go to and fro. You be thou glorified in Jesus' name, and we forever give you the praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Beloved, that's my time. Join me next Thursday, our new night. I love you guys. Good night.